Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Wednesday, December 28th, 2016. With me today, I have Kelly Guimont. How are you, Kelly?
I'm okay, Jeff. May the force be with you.
And may the force be with you. Dave Hamilton, how are you?
I am with the force.
I am one with the force, and the force is with me.
There you go.
Yeah. And for those of you that are wondering why we sound almost like a Catholic ritual from a galaxy far, far away, it's because Carrie Fisher passed away yesterday, which was pretty sad. So we are short one galactic princess now.
One Disney princess.
That's I'd go right. with intergalactic princess.
Yeah, that's true. Intergalactic, because she was from a galaxy far, far away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you're right, Dave. She is a Disney princess.
Yeah.
And
I was actually sort of glad when that happened, because it meant that I had a favorite Disney princess. Like, I didn't really have one before that happened. And everyone expects you to, especially because my house is Disney movies and parks and Disney things are very big at my house. Says the woman with the head to toe Disney Christmas tree still up in the living room. And so people would ask me my favorite Disney princess, and I didn't really have one, because my favorite princess was always Princess Leia from the get-go.
Yeah. And now it's all just one and the same.
Yeah.
That's not the only reason we're here, Jeff, right?
No, it's not the only reason we're here. We're also here because we're looking out for everyone and their security. So here's where I'm going with that. There is a case in Alabama where police are investigating a homicide, and so they got a warrant to get the recordings from an Amazon Echo for like a 2-day window. And Amazon was able to hand over some information, but what the police were hoping for was that the Echo is actually constantly recording everything that you say, and then all of that information is being stored on Amazon servers. And then, by extension, if you file a warrant to get that data, then Amazon ought to be able to hand over a recording of everything that, or every sound that has happened within its microphone range, mm-hmm. for however long the warrant specifies. And in this case, it would be 48 hours. And so then that raises a question, which is, what exactly is the Amazon Echo, and by extension, the Google Home, actually recording?
That was my question. Was I wasn't sure even, and it sounds like at this point Amazon is sort of resisting this on its surface, but I'm hoping that this will also bring some clarity to what exactly is stored, because I was under the impression that the only stuff it stored was what you said immediately following the trigger word, whatever you have that set to.
Based on what I've been reading, that is exactly and only what is stored. Everything is processed to see if the trigger word is said. And after that, then it stores what you say for a period of time, after which it starts processing what you've said. And you can see stuff. Right. In the Alexa app.
I was just going to say, you can look in the app. And one of the nice things about doing that is that it has the option of like, did Alexa do what you wanted to do? And you can tell it yes, no, and it helps Alexa learn.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So, all right. So the visual cue that you have to know that Alexa is handing off whatever you're saying to Amazon's servers is the blue ring. If there's no blue ring glowing on your Echo or Echo Dot, then there's nothing being transmitted. And the only thing that your Echo is looking for or listening for is the trigger word. And that's done locally only.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's right.
So,
and then you can actually go, if you want to be a little more aware of what's happening with Echo or with any of the Echo units, I should say. You can go into your settings and then go into the settings for the particular unit. Of course, if you only have one, then that's all you'll pick. And if you go into sounds and notifications from there for whatever unit it is, you can, there's a section called request sounds, and these allow you to play a sound when you say something to Alexa, either at the start of the request or the end of the request or both. So Alexa will play its little chime, and I apologize, our apologies that we just keep saying the trigger word over again, over and over again, but the unit will play a sound either at the beginning or the end or both, depending on what you choose here, like a little chime to let you know, hey, by the way, I'm now listening to you. And so, I could see that being handy, to be honest.
Yeah. Conversely, I believe that's on by default. When I got,
no,
when I got both. Oh, is it? Because both dots I had, it was on. So right. Maybe Mr. Kelly messed around with the settings and turned it on.
I just set up a new dot this morning and it was off.
Oh, okay. So the good thing about that is that it's very clear when the unit is and isn't listening to you. So that's right. One of the nice things about it.
Yeah, I might turn that on because occasionally I'll have it. It doesn't happen often, but occasionally I'll have it where it just replies to me and or replies to thin air, even when I wasn't talking, like maybe the TV or something. It's like, okay. Yeah.
You know, I'll say,
I'm not
times.
Sure I can do that for you. Like, yeah, good.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't order whatever the commercial just said. Thank you.
Interesting note, I have noticed that if an Amazon commercial comes on TV, it doesn't wake up the units.
How do they do that?
I don't know, because remember there was an Xbox commercial that screwed up everybody's Xbox.
Oh, yeah. Where?
Yeah, I wonder if there's...
Said, play Call of Duty or something. So maybe they programmed the exact sentence and you can't, if you, you know, if it hears that in that exact record, you know, that exact snippet of audio, it won't trigger or something.
It doesn't even light up though. I mean, it doesn't even light up to its trigger word, because if you don't have one of these things, the way it works is as soon as you say the trigger word, it's like awake and, mm-hmm. and clearly processing. And then when you stop talking, when it wakes up, it's actually really cool because it's a ring, right? It's a cylindrical piece of hardware, and the height depends on which one you get. But there's a light ring at the top of it, and it will mm-hmm. actually point in the direction that it heard the sound from, which is kind of cool, right?
I've never even noticed that.
Yeah, so right, there's blue lights, and one of them is brighter than the others, or lighter, I should say, than the others, and mm-hmm. and that will tell you what direction. And I've seen it aim at the wall when I'm at an odd angle, so it's getting my voice reflected from the wall, or what, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So that means it's listening, and then when you stop speaking, it starts cycling in a circle, and that's when you know it's processing and is finished, no longer listening to you. Mm-hmm. But again, these chimes would do that audibly as opposed to visually.
So the other thing that I was curious about here is what it is that the police are hoping to find in these recordings.
They've said that they're hoping that something that was said after the trigger word, they seem to understand that it's not just recording everything all the time. I mean, that would be a massive storage.
So
they're hoping that there was something said after the trigger word that Amazon might have on their server somewhere and they can use that. So.
Okay. Cause that was the thing I was curious about was what is it they're hoping to find. Is Amazon unit, please order me a shovel and some bleach? I mean, like, what is it they think is going to happen?
So interestingly enough, the house, and not surprisingly, if it had one of these units, if it had an Echo unit, it also had some other smart home stuff. And that included like thermostats and, you know, light bulbs and blah, 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 all the fun stuff. Mm-hmm. What it had that was sort of unrelated to that, but also in the intelligent device category, is a smart water meter that's wireless, that the water or power meter, I can't remember, it was water or power, but I think it was the water meter that is now wireless, so that the town or whoever the, you know, whatever entity comes and checks your meter, it can do it without having to actually physically walk up. It can do it, you know, as short range radio. And this meter keeps track not only of how much you've used, but when you've used it. And they found, they were saying that the most damning evidence that they found thus far came from that, because it showed an increased, you know, higher than normal amount of water usage during the drowning, or the period of the potential drowning. So
interesting. Okay. So in that sense, the police are able to retroactively use the smart devices in your home for surveillance.
You got it. And this isn't even in your home. It's outside your home. And even if you're not a geek, you might have one of these.
Right.
Right. So, yeah, it was when I saw that, it was like, at first I'm reading the article thinking, okay, this is awful. I've got these things in my home. I've sort of been ignoring the fact that they're listening all the time. Convenience over security, convenience over privacy. I can stay the course, you know, and then I'm reading this. It's like, oh, this is awful. And then I got to that part and it's like, ah, I'm screwed anyway.
Yeah. Because you don't have a lot of option when they come, like, upgrade your meter for you. You can't be like, no,
not even
leave the old one. I'm good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. You may not even know.
If you even find out that you have one of those. And I think this is sort of one of those prime examples, you know, of awareness. Like, how many people even really have a clear idea, particularly since a wave of them went out for Christmas, I'm sure, at $40 a piece. They were awesome gifts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How many people have a clear understanding of what it's doing and when it does it? And that was one of the things that I thought was sort of interesting about this, was partly the timing, like right after Christmas, now that a bunch of people have gotten these and set them all up and been super excited about it, you know, maybe they're a little less excited now, or maybe they're just more aware. Because, like, if it records everything at my house, it's not going to be very interesting. It's going to hear me swearing at other internet connected devices in my house. It's going to hear Doctor Who and Days of Our Lives as they play on the TiVo. And what do you want for dinner? I don't know. What do you want for dinner? I don't know. What sounds good? I don't know. What sounds good? You know, ad nauseum. Yep. Like, none of what I have is very exciting, yes, but it's still mine.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the thing is, you know, do you use it? And I hear people understandably upset about, oh, I don't want one of those things in my house. I don't want it listening all the time. I get that. But it would always is frustrating to me is when those very same people are like, well, yeah, but I use my cable box all the time. Okay, well, we know based on the usage of your cable box, when you're home, when you're watching, what you're watching, we can intuit who it was in your house that was watching that. And you're freely letting all those records go up again because convenience over privacy. And it's really hard in today's world to walk the line of total privacy.
Right.
I mean, you know, if you're listening to this show, we know that someone with your IP address downloaded this show. Mm-hmm. It's just how it works.
Yeah,
now,
that's true.
We're not, and it's not even we. We can see it, but it's not our data. It's CashFly's data, right? Because CashFly is the company that has, you know, 30 some odd points of presence around the world. So we know where you downloaded it from. We also know what your IP is. We know what time. We don't know who you are. You're not logged in or anything like that. We can't attach that to you, but it's really not that difficult to attach an IP address to you. Right.
Right. And with a certain amount of information, we can tell whether you used an iMac or a MacBook Pro or a Windows machine, or even if you used a mobile device, what service you're on. You know, oh, that's an AT&T IP block, or that's a T-Mobile IP block. So we could tell very basic things about the person who downloaded the show that you're listening to right now. I mean, not that we do, but, like, you know, there's a certain amount of that
time.
Right. There's a certain amount of that. But thank you for downloading the show. That happens automatically as part of, you know, just like every time you use your credit card somewhere, that's a record that at a bare minimum, that piece of plastic, particularly if you swipe it, was available in a particular place. You know, that's one of the things about Apple Pay that initially was freaking people out. Security folks who were sort of trying to pull apart the transactions was like, it's actually you because it's your Touch ID. So, like, your thumb was at Walgreens that time, you know,
here's an interesting
last minute
thing.
Stocking stuffers or whatever.
Anyone in the New York area, if you want to have some fun, and this is like, I mean, if you need this for fun, maybe, I don't know. If you find this is fun, you're sick like me. Let me put it that way. But go, and I'm not in the New York area, but I've seen this. Go to the toll booths, the inbound to New York toll booths on a Sunday night. You will see lots of people in very high-end vehicles driving and paying cash for their tolls, or the conversely, I forget which way you pay to leave, right? It's free to come in. You pay to leave. So look on Friday afternoons, you'll see people heading to New Jersey paying in very high end vehicles, paying cash for their tolls. Why is this? Well, because they have a home.
Tell them where you are.
EasyPass will tell them when you were there. And the IRS has routinely subpoenaed EasyPass records to confirm that people that say they live in New Jersey, or the taxing authorities, I should say, not just the IRS, to confirm that you live or you spend more time, more than 180 days in New Jersey than you do in New York, so that you're not paying New York City taxes. It's for people that have two homes, one in New York, one in the city, one, right? And they use EasyPass as the way to do this. So you'll see a line of, you know, high-end vehicles waiting in the cash-only line with their EasyPasses tucked into their, you know, RF shielded pouches,
RFID proof little snap cases that he.
You got it, and then you know, everyone else is just breezing through the EasyPass line because that's what it's for. They are now with that. By taking away the cash option in many places. And this is not just for this, it's for convenience too. And if you don't have an EasyPass, it just takes a picture of your license plate and mails you a bill. Mm-hmm. So this is now going away. But in places where you can still pay cash, you will see this, especially on the borders of New York, of
That's
Manhattan.
Funny. That's really funny.
Yeah. So again,
Sopranos in real trouble right now.
Here we are. Right. You know, and if you've been doing that, well, FYI, right. But it's really hard to live without people being able to find out things about you being able to find out things retroactively. It's just, there's so much data. And again, the data isn't intentionally collected to create a profile on you. It's collected so that they can better serve you, right? I mean, and with EasyPass, they need to know to bill you too. And they need to be able to prove that this was you. And if you complain about your bill, we say, well, your transponder went through at this time, right? I mean, they have to have these records. And yes, they can be used against you with a proper subpoena.
And one of the things that is interesting to me about this is how this has sort of come full circle. Because I remember when I was young and listening to people talk about capital T, capital F, the future, and how it was going to be so easy because you just sort of went through life and, you know, you saw the ads that you were supposed to see for just you and the kind of things that you like to buy. You know, you could get a sale on them where other people wouldn't because you bought them all the time and the store knew what you wanted. On and on and on, like all this stuff that was supposed to be great. And then it started to happen and Google got in on that. And remember, if you are not paying, you are not the customer. And so companies started paying Google for all this data that they get from everybody's inbox and from everybody's search history and from, you know, the Google account that people create and what people are doing with those Google accounts. So every time you use login with Google or login with Facebook, like that information is being sold to a company that wants to know how many people are using that button and what sort of activity happens people, you know, from people who use that button versus people who just sign up with an email address or whatever. And so it was funny when Apple came out with Apple Pay and started talking about how we don't know anything about you. We don't want to know what you bought. We don't care what you bought. It doesn't matter to us in any way. Keep it away from us. You know, like we don't want to know. And it was really interesting to watch how people reacted to that and how it was interesting after my whole life watching people talk about how convenient it was going to be when everybody had all this information about you to watch a very huge consumer electronic company come out and go, we don't know and we don't care. And isn't that great? And they were proud of it. And it was a very different shift when I watched that happen. And I think part of that What are you going to do with the data that I give you is why my house bought an Amazon unit and not a Google unit for speaking to turn on and off the lights and set the thermostat and all those kinds of things.
Yep.
That was a big factor in that decision. Was because I know Google wants all of that data, and all Amazon cares about is whether or not you wanted to buy something.
Yes, right. They want the data for different reasons, but they're transparent about those. Yeah,
right. Yeah, yes. I do like that Amazon's whole motive is to sell me stuff, not sell me as stuff.
Right.
So, yep. Hey, we're out of time, so we're going to have to wrap up. And and I'm feeling like we've done a pretty good job of sorting out exactly what it looks like Amazon is collecting. And it's nice to know that if you are using an Echo, you do have some control over what is being recorded. So that's kind of cool. Hey, Kelly, thank you for being here today.
You're more than welcome, Jeff. It was my pleasure.
It's always great to have you. And Dave, it's always great to have you too. So thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
And listeners, thank you for joining us. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.